It's Mother's Day on Sunday. Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances, have been great supporters. We've been talking to mums of players throughout the course of the week. We did this with our dads on Father's Day. Alan was a revelation. Couldn't shut him up. He was magnificent.
He was.
And my man Panch went all right. So we're going to talk to our mums. And my mum, Bev, joins us on the line. Happy Mother's Day, Mum.
Thank you very much, Gary. Lovely.
She's gone with the posh voice. I told you she'd go with the posh voice on radio.
Bev, it's a pleasure to speak to you this morning because it gives me the opportunity just to correct a few things or clarify a few things that Gary has said to me over the years, okay? I just want to put a couple of things to you, Bev. He said that as a junior tennis player, he was so good that he could have won a couple of Grand Slams. Was he that good?
Oh, no, he's very naughty. No, he was naughty on the court, Tom, Tim. He was too competitive and got cranky when he missed a shot. No, not good on the tennis court.
Did you ever have to discipline him for poor behaviour on the tennis court?
Most definitely. I pulled him off one day, Tim.
You dragged him off the court, not by the ears, surely.
Yes. No, bad behaviour. I couldn't cope with it, Tim.
Okay. Now, the other thing he said was that he was very smart at school. He jumped a grade. Was that only because he was so good at football or because he was good at the schoolwork?
Well, I've got to say he was a bit of a smarty at school, yes. He did very well, actually.
Yes, I would have jumped another one, but my elder sister was in the next class. They didn't want me in the same class.
Now, apparently he had a bad reaction to egg sandwiches one night after the Year 10 breakup party. Tim, do you recall that with any clarity?
Who have you been talking to, Tim?
I do indeed. Yes, he had us fooled. He said he had, not too good, Mum. I've had egg sandwiches. But, yes, I know why he wasn't too good.
Did you smell anything on his breath?
Oh, well, yes, I knew he'd had a little tipple, Tim. Yes.
$1.90 bottle of spum out here.
Exactly.
He often talks about your cooking, particularly as a kid when he used to come home from school. What sort of delights did you bake for him for that after-school snack?
Oh, look, I could see him riding his bike down the path, Tim, and I had to get all the cakes and the slices. He's a bit of a sweet tooth after school. He liked all those nice things. So he was well looked after, I can tell you.
And I've spoke. What was your sister that came in here that I met? What was her name?
Tracy.
I've met Tracy. Tracy said in the household you graded the food. There was the special stuff for Gary, and then there was the other stuff that was the leftovers for the rest of the children in the family. Is that correct?
Yes.
No, not quite right. But they always said he was the golden boy, Tim. So you know that's where that came in.
And was he?
This is your last question, Tim. You've done a nice job.
Well, he was up there, Tim. Yeah, we were pretty proud of him. Yeah.
I think that's a yes.
And you should be. So just one final question. Well, he often talks about trotting and driving and that type of thing. Yes. Did he have a particular talent in this area as well?
Very good driver.
Oh, he thought he did. But, yeah, he used to get on and go around the track. But, yeah, he wasn't too bad.
Mum, you've done well.
You've done really well.
You've used your posh voice, which I thought you would on the radio, and you've handled it beautifully. What's on for Mother's Day? I would love to be there, but I've got commitments.
I know you would. Well, I hope the sisters will look after me. I think it's breakfast, I think, yes. Yeah. So that'll be nice.
Is Dad sitting there next to you critiquing you? Is he writing a few lines for you or not?
Oh, Pants is in the other room saying, do this. I said, no, I'll just go with the flow.
Exactly. Do it your own way. Right. Bevan, you've done beautifully this morning, and enjoy Mother's Day on Sunday.
Thanks, Tim, and happy Mother's Day to your mum too.
Thank you.
Love you dearly, Mum, and you'll be getting the $100 Chemist Warehouse voucher from me for Mother's Day. We'll talk to you Sunday.
Oh, how original.
Yeah, spend it wisely, Bev.
Good on you. That's my mum, which is nice. Now I get to reciprocate because have we got Edna on the line? Edna Watson is there, the mother of Tim. Edna, welcome to SEN Breakfast.
Good morning to you too.
So good to talk to you. I'm a great admirer of your son. I love him dearly.
Good morning, Mum.
Morning, Tim. I love him too.
Oh, that's good. He loves you. I know that for a fact. I've got some questions that I'd like to ask if you could clarify for me. Was at any stage did you think Tim would be a priest? Because he did win the best attendance at the Sunday school every year.
He told me he was going to be a minister, and when he changed his mind, he said he was waiting for God to call him.
Oh, he didn't get around, but he was a regular at Sunday school.
Every Sunday.
Oh. Yeah, we had to though, didn't we, Mum? We had no choice, really. You made us go.
No, that's right.
And what time did you used to put the roast on before we headed off to church? About 8:30 in the morning?
At 8:30, we put the roast on and put the veggies on when I came home quickly because we only had a wood stove.
That's right. That's right. We did it pretty tough back in the day.
Did Tim go out and chop the wood for you?
Oh, I can't remember that.
I'll tell you one thing you never found on our roast, Mum, at lunchtime. That was a rare bit.
No, we didn't.
It was well cooked.
Hey, and Tim told me one day, and I don't think I've really believed him, but I will believe you. He reckons elephants escaped from the circus and ran riot up your street one day. Is that right?
That's true.
What?
And the next door neighbour, she was nearly crying because they trod on one of her petunias.
I think they dumped something on I can't remember the man's name up the street. He had a lovely set of, he had lovely roses out the front there too. I think they dropped some compost on the way through too, didn't they?
Oh, well, that's probably quite normal.
And what about his paper round, which he bangs on about? He says, I know the value of a dollar. I did a paper round from the age of 6 or 7. Did he pinch a couple? Did he always bring a couple extra home?
No, we didn't get any spare papers. Right. We only got punctured tyres.
Oh yes,
yeah. We had a lot of bindy eyes on my paper run. That was the problem.
I loved Tim. His story is great. He left home when he was 15. Was that how hard was it to see him wander out the door? Did you give him a shove out the door?
I told them they couldn't take him if they were going to play him in the under-19s.
It had to be in the seniors straight in.
Oh, I didn't know that, Mum. I didn't know that's the reason why they didn't play him in the under-19s.
Yeah,
who'd you say that to?
I said it to Kevin Egan and them, Ted Fordham, they couldn't play you in the under-19s. You weren't going if that was going to happen.
Okay.
They said, no, that won't happen.
And did Dad's mum, Grandma, did she stop talking to you for a while after that, after you left me in Melbourne there?
I don't think anybody forgave me. They thought I was crazy.
Hey, Edna, the other thing is, now, Tim says you were very nervous when he was playing footy and that you never actually went and watched a game of him over his at Essendon. Is that true?
No, that's not true. I went to his first game.
Right.
And when he ran out on the ground, I cried.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
So you did go. I didn't even remember that, Mum. So you went to one game, but you never went to another game after that, did you?
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah, I did, but I didn't go to the grand final, Tim.
Oh, the grand final, that's right. You started sweeping.
Tim said you started sweeping the floor in the 1993 grand final. You ended up sweeping right down the main street.
I did. That's true. I swept with the broom because I was just so nervous and I had to do something, so I swept the footpath. I think it was at Richmond or somewhere. I don't know where, Brunswick or somewhere. I don't know where you ended up. I don't know where I ended up. And I was pretty nervous.
Oh, yeah. When we spoke to Alan, I had to get to the bottom of something that had been troubling me for a long while, and that was him and Glenn Hawker's relationship was always a very testy one. Were you aware of that?
It was only because he wouldn't share the chocolate.
Yes. I knew that. Edna, see, I knew that was true, and I've got to the bottom of it. The only other one I wanted to clear up today was that fashion, he thinks he's a bit of a fashion trendsetter here in Melbourne. I don't know. Back in the day, he thinks it was because that you only ever gave him his hand-me-downs from his brother.
That happened, and the handymans down from their brothers were handymans down from their cousins.
How come I never had any new clothes when I was a kid, Mum?
Because we couldn't afford them.
No.
True as that.
True and sad, but you've done a great job this morning, Mum. And enjoy Mother's Day. You know, I won't be able to get up there because of work, but enjoy Mother's Day on Sunday too.
Thank you. We will.
We'll be thinking of you.
Yeah, and you all have a happy day as well.
Good on you, Edna.
Thank you. Look after the wives.
Yeah, I had one more thing. Were you having trouble with your Foxtel connection? Oh. I said I'd sort that out for you. Did you? Were you having a problem with that?
They said they charge us $49 a month, and when we got the bill, it was $59 a month.
Not good enough.
I'll look into that, Edna. I can't make any promises. Thanks for joining us.
Tim said, what are you complaining about $10 for, Mum?
That's a lot of money, Tim.
Yeah.
You could pay the extra $10, Wispy.
More than happy to.
Thanks, Edna. Have a great day. Have a great Sunday.
Thank you. Yeah, you all too. Thank you.
Bye, Mum.
Ah, melts my heart. A lot of that stuff I found. You said she never watched your place. You reckon she's watched every game?
Well, maybe I got it. Maybe I got it confused. She never went to any of the finals. Maybe that's what I got confused with. I tell you what, we were in alignment regarding Glenn Hawker, though.
Yep, there's no doubt about it. If he ever gets a block of chocolate again, I'd suggest that's Tim's mum, Tim's dad, and Tim himself that that haven't got over that. Oh, fun Friday. Chemist Warehouse, that's where you go on Sunday. Get your mum stuff. So, Tim, how beautiful is your mum? Exactly right. That is absolutely fantastic. I love hearing the stories about you and your mums. And Gary's mum is beautiful as well. So thank you very much for that.